96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Earlier this month, daylight saving time came to an end, leading to much darker evenings and the start of new routines. But did you know that the switch between standard time and daylight saving time has impacts? Daylight saving time is a period of the year between spring and fall when clocks are set an hour ahead of standard time. Standard time was first adopted in 1883 in the United States, and daylight saving time was adopted in the U.S. through the Calder Act in 1918 during World War I. Daylight saving time was abolished after the war but was reestablished in 1966 through the Uniform Time Act and is still in effect today in most of the United States. A recent Stanford Medicine study that looked at circadian rhythms found that the switch between standard time and daylight saving time has negative health impacts and that staying in standard time would benefit most people by decreasing rates of stroke and obesity. Psychotherapist at Tamarack Health, Tom Undine, says that he also believes the time switch does have an impact on health.
I think it affects people, especially on the margins. If you're already having difficulty with sleep, it certainly doesn't help there to have those changes. It can lead to increased stress and anxiety. And disturbed sleep patterns in general just affect our overall mood and can lead to more insomnia, difficulty falling asleep, you know, difficulty getting up. And I think it affects people.
It's an ongoing debate on if the switch should be eliminated. Wisconsin introduced a bipartisan bill in April to eliminate daylight saving time and establish a year-round standard time. However, the bill has not advanced in the legislature. Undine recommends adjusting your bedtime and giving yourself an extra 30 minutes to manage the time change better, as well as taking naps, getting more sunlight, and avoiding alcohol, caffeine, and screens before bedtime. The Supreme Court has extended an order blocking full SNAP payments. The High Court's decision Tuesday came amid signals that the government shutdown could soon end, and food aid payments resume, though exactly when is unknown. The order keeps in place for at least a few more days in a chaotic situation. People who depend on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to feed their families in some states have received their full monthly allocations, while others have received nothing. SNAP helps 42 million Americans buy groceries. The order will expire just before midnight on Thursday. The University of Wisconsin-Superior has announced the launch of the new online Register Nurse to Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree. The degree is fully online with applications now being accepted and will begin in the 2026 spring semester. The new degree is a part of a statewide collaboration among universities of Wisconsin institutions through the BSN at Home program. The program is being led by Dr. Lorraine Smith, a nurse practitioner and correctional health expert who previously was an associate professor of nursing at UW-Eau Claire before joining UW-Superior. Smith has over 25 years of experience and is known for her positive, approachable demeanor and outstanding accomplishments. Through the online program, students will be able to transfer credits from their associate degree in nursing to UW-Superior's RN to BSN program, and the university has established transfer agreements with several community and technical colleges to make the transition easier. Students will also be able to complete clinical requirements within the Superior and Duluth areas. 10% of Sawyer County residents are veterans. That's according to Sawyer County Veterans Service Officer Gary Elliott. He presented his annual report to the county's administration committee last week and says he submitted 145 disability claims, which amounts to about $500,000 in retroactive payments. In total, the Sawyer County Veterans Service Office helped bring in more than $21 million in benefits for local veterans, not including nearly $90 million in VA home loans. The department is co-hosting counseling sessions at the La Crosse Vet Center and hosting coffee and conversations at the Sawyer County Veterans Service Office. The County Administration Committee also approved the Public Safety Cooperative Law Enforcement Grant Resolution that the county adopts in cooperation with Lakota Ray. They also carried a motion to continue posting meetings on YouTube, with two opposed. According to the Ashland Daily Press, the search for Tony A. Peterson, a 60-year-old Rice Lake resident, has ended after her body was found in Ashland. Peterson was reported missing from her apartment at Woodstone Senior Living in Rice Lake last week. According to the Rice Lake Police Department, staff searched her room and found that she had left behind her cell phone and a note that was suicidal in nature, which left law enforcement and her family concerned. The Ashland Police Department is investigating Peterson's death, but no foul play is suspected at this time. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A new center in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the New York Giants Sunday in the Meadowlands. Elgton Jenkins lost for the season after suffering a fractured bone and ligament damage in his left leg against the Eagles. Sean Ryan will take over at center.
I'll make the most of it. Unfortunately, we play a game with, you know, a pretty high injury rate, so it's always the next guy up. But my number got called, so I got to go out there and perform.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win at home over Bowling Green, 90-78. The Badgers now 3-1. Men's basketball, Marquette over Little Rock, 89-49. NBA, the Bucks losing in Charlotte, 111-100. Doc Rivers asked, did they find any open shots against the Hornets' defense?
I thought there were opportunities. We just didn't take them. We were settling on the first option the entire night. I can't wait to see our sets, how many one-pass shots that we took tonight. That's just not how we've ever played, but that's how we play tonight.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a sunny one today. Beautiful day with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the upper 20s. And then tomorrow, another great day with sunshine and a light breeze and a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.